Well, there are things like pacifiers or chew toys for children that in other countries they don't have those chemicals in them. And they've been banned in other countries. They're not banned here. Why wait until something is done about that? It's cost neutral, so why not just do the right thing and get it done? Those are the kind of things we are working on. We're not squeezing suppliers, we are asking suppliers.
How does that work?
We bring them in and we very nicely talk to them about what it is we are trying to accomplish, what they are doing in their company. P&G, Procter & Gamble, is already doing a lot of work with Cold Water Tide, and they're doing a lot of work in concentrating the soap to a third of the size it was. It will take a third of the transportation costs, a third of the packaging. It doesn't mean that you resolve all the environmental issues. What it does mean is that the things you're buying every day can be better for the environment. I've not had a supplier yet that said, "We're not going to do this. We think it's wrong. People are pushing us too hard." The truth is, if the customer wants Tide, and Tide comes in a 50-gallon barrel, that's what we're going to sell. But between us and P&G, we can figure out how to make that a smaller package with the same effectiveness, same number of uses. We can promote it and help convince the customer that it has the same value that the bigger bottle did. Then together we can have an impact.
Have you studied whether your customers will pay a premium for what is called green and how much?
We haven't studied it, but we put product out that is green and has a premium, and it just doesn't do well in our stores. I think there are probably stores, Whole Foods, for example, where the greener it is, the more people are willing to pay.
Did you say, though, that people were buying the more expensive light bulbs instead of the traditional ones?
But they save money.
How are you going to reach out to the customers you targeted through your marketing?
You know what? I'm not a big fan of marketing. I mean, I think the guy Walmart has running marketing is brilliant and a great find. I think at Walmart stores with 137 million customers, that you put the right sweater in the right colors at the right price out there, you will sell that sweater. Marketing doesn't need to do anything other than to help understand who the customer is, customer insights, understand the individual stores so that you put those sweaters in the right kind of stores.
Why don't you think Walmart gets more credit for some of the really great stuff it does?